Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Star Wars Night at Disneyland,
Flower and Garden Foodie Guide,
and our top five ways to relax for free at the Disneyland Resort. Let's dive in. All right, and this is episode number 121.
Yeah, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back. Cannot wait to get started this week. We took a week off last week. Mm-hmm. A lot of weeks in that sentence there. This week we're excited because last week we took the week off. No, it was a good rest. We had a lot of family stuff going on. So again, decided to be the adult and say, you know what? Let's go and take a break. It's okay to take a break once in a while.
It was. And we had a great day. Or guess great weekend.
Just the one day. The rest of it was terrible.
No, it was such a great weekend. And again, we appreciate your patience. We are back and we're excited.
We are excited. So back recording. We missed it. Not going to lie. I will admit something. It was nice not spending hours editing or writing an episode.
Yes.
We love recording. The sitting down and talking to each other about Disney is so much fun. It's the prep work and the after the recording work that can just be a time suck.
For sure.
Yeah. But it was a good time.
Yeah.
But before we dive in, let's update everyone on what we did the last couple weeks.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a little bit.
Where do we start?
It's been a lot. We've just been doing, again, most of it's hanging out at home because we've got the little one. But again, working, Caitlin's back at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun.
It's not very fun at all. But you know, we're doing our thing. We're going day by day and it's fine. And a little update on Maddie. She is doing absolutely amazing. Last night, she slept overnight 10 hours.
10 stinking hours. It was life changing.
Can you believe that?
We actually got to sit down on the couch just with each other.
By ourselves.
I can talk by ourselves. And we watched a show. You did fall asleep halfway through, which
we
is okay. I did not. I don't blame you.
And if you add, we literally were on the couch at what, 9:30 with each other? By ourselves?
9:30, yeah.
It was crazy.
It was nuts. We've been used to Maddie falling asleep on one of us and then us kind of hanging with her. And then we'd kind of wake her up right before we went to sleep for just kind of a little top off feed.
Yeah.
Just because we were worried that she can't go that long without eating.
Right.
And after some research, they're like, yeah, if they can sleep, just let them.
Yeah. And boy, did she.
We tried and it worked.
She's doing amazing. Again, we're still trying to work on like her sleeping in her crib during the day just for her nap time.
Yeah,
again,
naps, she's not having it though.
We're
she
not
needs
there
to be
yet.
On us. Yeah.
She sleeps for like maybe 20-ish minutes and then she's up. So we'll work on that. But other than that, everything's going great. She's just a little bundle of joy right now.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I told everyone this. A little embarrassing moment. This was actually a few weeks ago. So well before our break and everything, but I gave myself a minor concussion.
Oh my gosh, that's right. We didn't talk about
this. I don't think I talked about it. So it's a really dumb story, but the long and the short of it was we're going on a walk. I have Caitlin's stroller. You ride in a stroller now.
Yes.
I didn't know if you know this. Maddie's stroller. And I locked the wheels and Caitlin had run inside to grab like the diaper bag or something. We had forgotten it. And so I was like, okay, I need to get in the car really quick and grab something before we walk. So I locked Maddie's wheels, made sure, like jiggled the stroller, everything's good.
And she's maybe not even 2 feet from Caleb.
No, she's not even that far. But yeah. I'm just hyper aware and I'm like kind of worried, okay, she's going to roll away possibly. So I've got to be on alert.
Right.
So right when I open up or go to open up the passenger door, I hear Maddie make a noise. My mind immediately jumps to she's rolling away. I need to stop the stroller. I'm a terrible dad. What have you. So I look very quickly and I like go to swing the door open even faster because I'm like, I need to hurry and grab what. Why would I continue grabbing the thing though? I'm confusing myself.
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I swung the door open really hard and I clocked myself, turned the last minute to go look inside the car right in the middle of the forehead with the car door.
Yes. So fast forward to when I'm walking out, literally seconds after this happening, I walk out, Caleb's right by the door and he's like, ow. And he has like, normally when your significant other is like messing around you, like you're pretty aware. It was one of those where like, it literally scared me because he said it and I saw blood coming down his forehead.
Yeah.
And I'm literally like in panic mode. Like, first of all, what happened to you? Where's Maddie? What's going on?
No, Maddie's sitting there. Again, she wasn't rolling away, by the way.
She's just playing.
She's just playing. Yeah. And I just should have known that. But yeah, so blood started rolling down my face. I was like, this is dumb. My head immediately started hurting.
Yes, you had to go to the doctor. You got checked out.
Yeah, so we continued the walk, though, because I was not about to leave. No, just like, You can't stop
me. You wanted
me.
To go for
the... You can't stop this guy from taking a walk. So we went on a walk, and then after a couple days of a constant headache, I was like, I probably should get checked out. Caitlin was kind of pestering me, like, you need to go get seen.
Yeah.
I was resisting it, but then I reluctantly agreed, went to the doctor, and sure enough, they're like, yeah, you probably have a minor concussion, so just take the weekend easy. No working out.
Yeah, because you weren't having any, like, crazy symptoms.
No,
like,
I just had a really bad headache for a solid 3.5 days.
Yeah, you didn't pass out. You weren't having blurred vision.
And I did have a concussion as a child where it was way more severe and, like,
right.
I blacked out, all that crap. So this one was way more legit. I don't know. Who knows if I even had one, but at the same time, it was probably be better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, for sure.
I probably have minor brain damage because I can't speak right now. I'm a little tired, okay? We're raising a child.
We're
so.
Not used to getting that much sleep last
I know.
Night. That was awesome.
I know. I even woke up. I'm like, that's too much sleep. Hey, before we dive into the news, please join us over on Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. Again, it's a great way to support the show, but also you get a little free, not freebies, but you get some perks with it. So you get some exclusive content over there.
Behind the scenes,
some bonus episodes, some fun story time. So we're having a fun time over there. Consider joining us at markethousepodcast.com/support. Also, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, both. A huge help to the show. You can leave 5-star ratings both at Spotify and Apple Podcast and a written review on Apple. And it'll be awesome.
Yeah, we would really
and you'll
appreciate
love it.
That.
You'll love doing it.
Yes.
Just the act of writing a review is so much fun.
And we'll love that you do it.
And we'll read it on the show and we'll forever be grateful to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I'm excited. We have a little personal goal going on with the reviews this year, so we're hoping to achieve that. So if you are willing and have some extra time, we would love a review from you or just a rating for the show.
Thanks so much. Let's dive into the news.
All right, first up, we have some West Coast news. It looks like Disney has released more details regarding Star Wars Night at Disneyland.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wanting to go.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's probably not going to work because we do have a trip planned in May, but looking at these dates, we're not going to go in April and then immediately a month later. Mm-hmm. So, not going to work. But this extra ticketed event will take place on April 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, 30th, then we jump into May for the 2nd, 7th, and 9th. Ooh. So plenty of dates.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if this is going to sell out immediately, but here, let's kind of read off what they're going to be offering here. Some of these might be repeats from last year, but most of these, I believe, are new events. Guests in Star Wars-themed costumes are invited to participate in a special cavalcade, where they will join Mickey and Minnie Mouse in a march down Main Street, culminating in a group photo in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle.
That's awesome. It's almost like the lightsaber photo they do in Galaxy's Edge.
Okay,
this
well,
event.
They're doing that as well.
Yes.
That's called the Resistance Show of Unity, and they're going to have bring your lightsabers, raise them in the sky, and they take one giant group photo. It looks really cool. In reality, though, I don't want to be around a bunch of people with lights. I know someone's going to get clocked in the face with one of those things.
Hey, have fun while you're doing it, I guess. It literally, when I see the photos from this event, it literally looks so cool.
It does
like,
look pretty fun.
All the lightsabers lit up.
And my dream of dressing like Qui-Gon Jinn with my green lightsaber, I might do it.
Who's the guy with like the red and black
Darth
face?
Maul?
I would be Darth Maul.
Ooh. Would you do be flipping and stuff and back flipping and twisting that lightsaber?
With Maddie attached to me.
She can be mini Darth Maul. That'd be awesome.
She'll be baby Yoda.
You can also bring your lightsaber to the Star Wars Night Lightsaber Instructional, which is going to be held in the It's a Small World Mall area. Oh, so I think they're going to do like lightsaber lessons.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's great.
They also have a galactic dance party where a DJ is going to be spinning those discs. Is that what it's called? Scratching those vinyls?
I don't know.
And then also, this is the twist. This is the curveball that's happening for the first time. I think, let me talk about it first, then I'll share my opinion. So, okay. Inspire Magic Key holders, those are the folks with the top tier one, the $1,600 top tier key, will have first grabs at tickets on February 20th. So that's when they go on sale. All other Magic Key holders will have access the 21st and 22nd, and then general sales for everybody else starts on February 23rd.
Honestly, I think it makes sense to do
I think
that.
It does make sense. At first, I was like, how dare you? Even though I'm not going.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, I'm offended as a Magic Key holder. But, because we're not Inspire Key holders.
Yeah.
We're not Bill Gates.
No.
I'm just kidding. It's just we don't need the top tier one. But yeah, at first I was a little like, what the heck? That's lame. But at the same time, if you're charging nearly $2,000 a key, they probably should have some like perks like this.
And honestly, I think it's a really great move on Disney's part, specifically for other events like maybe Oogie Boogie.
Dang, or, that would really motivate you to get in the Inspire.
Because it is a really good perk, because how many people do we know that had keys that didn't get tickets last year whole debacle?
That's true.
With the online queue. So it looks like Disney is taking minor steps in the right direction, which I appreciate. So
I mean, is it the right direction, though, that the people that... Is it like a money game? Again, kudos to you. If you can afford to buy your family $1,600 keys, awesome. That is so cool. But, like, do we want to, like, right? I don't know.
Well,
is it the right direction? I honestly don't know. I fall right in the middle of it.
My whole thing is, the way I look at it is, I don't think it's good to basically keep people out, but whether you have a magic key or you have a ticket, right?
Sure.
But if you look at what happened previously with everyone all at the same time, It just caused problems.
Okay.
So again, yes, it's kind of a bummer that people that don't have keys and can't purchase them now aren't able to get these ahead of time. But again, something has to happen. I mean, you're a key holder, so I guess, I don't know.
It's messy. At the end of the day, let us know what you think about this. Are you a fan? Are you not a fan of these kind of gatekeeping of tickets?
Yeah. All right, next up, we have some East Coast news over in Epcot. The Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival Foodie Guide, that's a mouthful,
I know,
has been released. And let me tell you, this is one of our favorite festivals literally ever. Not only is the food amazing, but Epcot is literally transformed in the most stunning, beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I'm so bummed we can't go this year.
It is a blast. I love that festival, like Caitlin mentioned. It is so photogenic. Like, Epcot itself is awesome to begin with. You add these beautiful topiaries flowers all over. It is gorgeous. And it's springtime in Florida. And most of the time, it's pretty nice weather.
At the beginning of the festival, it's way nicer weather. Although, Disney World has been getting some hot temps already.
They are.
From what I've seen.
80-something degrees. Yes.
So, again, keep that in mind. But overall, you can't beat the Flower and Garden Festival. So, highly recommend if you haven't experienced that already.
Yes. It will run February 28th through May 27th. And like Caitlin mentioned, they have released the foodie guide. So, I went through myself. Caitlin was handling Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I chose to highlight some. I shared one with Caitlin earlier, and she wasn't a super big fan.
Which one?
I'll get to
it. Okay.
But I think these look really good. Again, handpicked four of them so you guys can see like what you can expect to go. Three of them are new. One of them is a repeat, but it looked that good that I put that in the list. Let's go through them. The number one thing, this is the repeat. It's a honey peach cobbler freeze with streusel. Delish. At the Honey Bistro booth. I believe this is where we got that cornbread stuff,
that
right?
That is, yes.
Oh, it was so good. It was gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It was, what was it? Remind me.
It was
cornbread with...
Obviously honey, and it had like a pepper and like bacon.
And a big thing of bacon.
Oh, it was so good.
It was stinking delicious. So yeah, this is a good booth. Again, all things honeybee. I think it's sponsored by like the bee growers bee keepers of America
or
something
awesome.
Like that.
I know, it's so random. I would love to be a part of that.
Let's sign up. The second thing, this is new. This is the, excuse me if I'm butchering this pronunciation, the Cubanito? I think it's a Cuban sandwich.
Yes, Cubanito, I think so.
With mojo marinated pork belly, ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and stone ground mustard sauce. This is at the Florida Fresh booth. This is the one I thought sounded pretty dang good. Caitlin, not a fan.
I don't know why, but just... Pork belly sounds weird to
pork
me.
Pork belly does sound bad. I think you've had it, though, and you probably wouldn't even know.
No, I think it's good. I'm not a big ham person, but again, if I were to try the sandwich, I'm sure I would love it.
It sounds really good. Just less the pickles.
I love pickles.
Can you actually modify the food booth? I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I don't know if you can modify food booth stuff, because I think it's like kind of, not pre-made, but like, I think, I don't know.
Part
of me thinks
that.
You can't.
Yeah.
Okay, the third thing on the list, this sounds so stinking good. Blueberry buckle. With lemon creme fraiche. Sorry. Lemon cream fraiche at the Epcot Farmer's Feast booth.
This sounds delightful.
So this is it looks like a like cobbler type thing. Oh my gosh.
Blueberries.
Come on.
Especially the time of year.
Bloobs.
Bloobs.
Some classic bloobs.
And let me tell you, the last item, I am literally, my mouth is watering right now just thinking about it.
We did just have lunch, but it still sounds delicious. The hot honey chicken sandwich. This is a southern fried chicken sandwich with hot honey and pickles on a brioche bun, and you can find this at the Connections Eatery.
Fun fact, I've never had hot honey.
Don't think I have either.
I want to try it.
It's a big... So I go to Nashville a lot for work, and they are really big on...
Hot honey over
hot
there.
Hot chicken.
Yes.
They also have hot honey at the... it kind of screwed me up because we were in a I think a Whole Foods. I think we were grabbing water bottles. Caitlin comes with me a lot because I don't want to be there alone. So I'm like, you're coming with me for work. So we were in a Whole Foods and I'm like looking at their, why were we in the honey section? That doesn't make any sense.
They were just looking around.
Okay. They had hot honey and I'm like, what the heck is hot honey? And it is exactly what it sounds like. Spicy honey.
It sounds good. Can you imagine it on like a buttered biscuit?
I would get that buttered biscuit right in his mouth right now. Okay. That sounds delicious. Wow. But yeah, the hot chicken, they're known for it. I can't have it because of the whole gluten thing. It's all fried chicken, but sounds
I will
delish.
Partake.
All right. All right. Welcome to another edition of
Name That Tune. Wow.
All right. If you're new to the show, this is where we read off. Again, you can't sing it. You can't play the music. You read off some lyrics from a Disney tune, and the other person has to guess what song that is.
I'm ready.
All right, you ready? You go first.
Okay, first up. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and can see it through.
There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. Something about sticking together.
We stick together and see it through. There isn't anything there isn't. I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and see it through.
There isn't anything. Is it from Tarzan?
No.
No, crap.
Keep going. You're fine.
Is it from... There isn't anything I do sing it through. I honestly don't know.
The song is "You've Got a Friend in Me" by Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, my boy Randy. If I was a rich man, that one.
No, you got a friend in me, honey.
Oh, you got a friend in me. Wait. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I now I can hear it.
Isn't that funny though? If you don't
stinking
have
stinking stinks. Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm so frustrated. Okay, next one.
All right, number two. Now she's here. Suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear.
Aladdin. A Whole New World. Wait, really? I was so confident. What is it? Sing it again or
Listen,
say it again. Sorry.
You got it. Now she's here. Suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear.
If she's here, it's crystal clear. A Whole New World.
No.
How is it not a...
Keep singing what you're singing. Restart. If she's here.
If she's here, it's crystal clear.
Oh, it's on the tip of your tongue.
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, wow. Maddie's going to be very sad. It is Tangled? I See the Light by Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi.
Zachary and Mandy. Gosh darn it.
Nice try, though.
Wait. Now she's here in the tone and the tune of it. I don't know. All right. I'm just not. It's not clicking, guys.
If she's here, I'm where I'm meant to go.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I am off my game.
That's
Are you
hard.
Ready?
Yes,
Are you
I'm
ready?
I'm
okay.
ready.
Wow, Caleb, let's go. First one is, and out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Gosh dang it. Okay, what song though?
Out there?
Yeah. Shoot, was that too easy?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right. Good job. Next one is, hi-ho the Mario, that's the only way to be. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me.
Hi, ho, the Mario. One more time, please.
Hi, ho, the Mario. That's the only way to be. I want the world to know nothing ever worries me.
Pinocchio?
Yes. What song?
Hi, diddly D.
No. I'll give you one more guess. Hi, ho, the Mario. That's the only way to be. I want the world to know nothing ever worries me.
I don't know. It's like I'm a real boy or something.
Yeah. I'm a real boy. Like Mickey Mouse. I've got no strings.
Oh, darn it.
You were so close. You won with 1 point.
Okay.
Good job.
That was a good one.
I really fumbled the ball in this one, folks.
It's all right. It's really hard.
It is really hard.
I love this. This is my favorite segment.
I know. Let us know what you got at home. If you got those four correct. If you did, you are a genius. And that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is top five ways to relax at the Disneyland Resort.
And, I'm excited for this one.
Sorry, I didn't finish.
Oh, sorry.
Keyword is that it has to be for free. So top five ways to relax for free at the Disneyland Resort. I guess I could have said that in the beginning. but yeah, I think that's the kicker. So a Disney trip, we all know, can be one of the most magical vacations, but also one of the most exhausting.
Oh, for sure.
Even without kids. So I'm like, imagining our trip coming up here, and I'm looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, Caitlin, this is going to be entirely different from what we were used to.
I know. I'm excited though.
We thought we were tired in our previous trips.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be exhausted.
Yeah, but it's going to be good though. We're going to create so many memories.
We're going to create so. I'm totally excited.
Oh,
we're
for sure.
Totally do it. But we have to get creative on how we're going to relax on our trip.
Yes.
So we all know that summer sun can zap the energy right out of you, and dealing with the lines, the crowds, the crazy money you're spending. All of it adds to that stress and exhaustion just throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up. So what if I told you that there are ways to actually relax at the parks and you don't have to pay any money to do it?
I'd be super
what
excited.
If I, what if I told you that, Caitlin?
I mean, I'd be like, what?
Could I sign you up right now for it? But that's the kicker, is that we're going to have to do it for free. I love me a massage at the Tenaya Stone Spa or a nap in a Disney resort, but we're going to get creative and say we're not spending a dime to relax at the park.
And we haven't shared each other's lists yet, so I'm super excited to see what you have to say.
We have not. You wrote this while hanging out with Mads. I was writing this in my office, so we'll see what we have.
All right.
Okay, so let's start with number 5. Caitlin, do you want to go first?
Yes, I'll go first.
All right.
My number 5 is the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail.
Oh, okay.
And so before people are kind of like, isn't that a kids area? Yes, it is a kids area in like kind of like the middle of it. But on the outskirts of the trail, legitimately is a trail. And if you walk that, there are so many spots that are super quiet. There's benches.
Yeah.
They have music playing. It's underneath the pines. It's so just relaxing back there and quiet. So it's a good area just to go back there and hang out. You can eat a snack, chat with your friends, whoever.
Yeah, that is a very good spot. To remind people, this is in the Grizzly Peak area of DCA, and it is, like Caitlin said, it's very relaxing.
It's beautiful.
A lot of the time, you'll be sitting there relaxing. Caitlin and I sat there one time and just kind of chatted.
Yeah.
And Chip and Dale just came.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, again, I really love this area because it's not like, sometimes you just want a break from like the park. It's not like Disney in your face. You literally feel like you're in the woods.
That's true.
So it's like, it's a really nice area.
It feels like science camp, doesn't it?
I never went to science camp.
What?
So I don't know.
Yes, you did.
Science camp?
I mean, it was called science camp. It was like...
Oh, like the outdoor ones?
Oh my gosh. Yes. It was for science.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm glad I had that great effect on you. School system's like, huh. Okay, my number 5 is the Shady Bench on Main Street. A Shady Bench. Not the Shady Bench. A Shady Bench on Main Street or Buena Vista Street. Kind of cheated and put 2 places
there.
That's
okay.
But again, we love sitting on a bench and just people watching. We'd sit there for an hour or two, just resting the feet. Again, keyword is getting a shady part, because if you're in the sun, like in May or July, you'll burn. You'll literally not be able to stand up because your
so
skin
hot.
Will
Seriously.
Be burnt on the metal. But no, again, our favorite thing to do is sit down with a box of popcorn, but we can't do that since we're...
Oh, so good.
We're doing it for $0.
Yes.
But again, I was going to include... Actually, Grizzly Peak area, those benches. But what I don't like about them is that they're like backless. They don't have a back to rest
on. Oh, yeah. So you can't sit there for very long without being uncomfortable.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying Main Street or Buena Vista Street because they have some good benches to relax on.
Great choice.
All right.
All
number
right.
4.
My number 4 is Tom Sawyer's Island.
Whoa.
And again, this is something where like Caleb and I don't go over there a lot, obviously, because there's not a lot to do. But there is one area in specifics. It's kind of towards the side of the island if you go over there, and it's overlooking the little entryway right where the log goes down Splash Mountain or Tiana's place.
Yeah.
You can see the log going down, and it's all enclosed by like trees, and there's like a little path back there. We walked back there our August trip of 2023.
I don't know
22.
If that's on Tom Sawyer's Island. That's
yes,
over,
yes.
No, that's over by Harbor Galley.
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
So on the island, if you go back, like you're going into like, is it like a mine or like the caves?
Yeah.
There's a walkway back there. I have pictures of it. I'll show you.
Really?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, how is that possible? Because it doesn't go across the river, Splash Mountain.
No, honey, you can see it.
Oh, I thought like you were on top of it.
No. If you look across the river, like where like the riverboat goes by and everything,
I was confused.
You can see like the exit point for the log
Got
going
it.
Down the hill.
Okay.
And it's just a really calm area. Again, I don't feel like a ton of people go to Tom Sawyer's Island. So again, it's really quiet.
Yeah.
It's fun to take the little boat across. And again, just walk around for even 15 minutes. Again, it gets you out of the crowds, which is great.
That's true.
And it's shady. So that's my choice.
Yeah, good choice. My number 4 is the animation building. In DCA.
That's such a great option.
It is so good. So we love sitting there in the animation building. You can watch those like movie scenes. They have music playing and AC. That's the key right there.
Dark too, which is nice. If you need a little shut eye.
It does promote a nap. I don't think they love if you're napping on their couches. They took the couches out for a while and then they put them back in.
They did. And I think people kind of protested because they started sleeping on the ground.
They did. Yes. People were sitting there and laying on the ground, which is so disgusting.
It's gross.
Don't lay on that carpet.
They probably like never clean the carpet. No. We're germaphobes, so.
Yeah. Don't do that. It's really gross.
Okay. So for my number three option, this is Fantasyland Dock. Before I proceed, do you know what that is?
Yes. This is over... It's like a seating area for food, right?
Yes. Do you know what the food area is called? Because I did not know the name of it.
No.
So it's Edelweiss Snacks. So basically, to find the seating area, you head toward, it's a Small World walkway. And then just to the left of the Edelweiss Snacks, which is like the Matterhorn.
I think it's German, so it's Edelweiss.
Yes.
Yeah, that hard Z.
You'll see the covered like dock area that's extending kind of into like a lagoon. And this is where the old, speedboat dock used to be,
yes.
The reason why I really like this area is it's all enclosed and you can see the monorail going by.
Yes, we've sat there before.
Yeah, there's a bunch of seating. There's, again, shade, which is awesome. And there's lights.
A bunch of ducks like to hang out there, mm-hmm. right?
So again, just a calm area. It's not hustle and bustle over there. There's not a ton of seating. There are, again, the last time we went, there were quite a few benches as well as some tables with trash cans. It's a great area to kind of just go and eat a snack. Again, relax. So
I love it. The Edelweiss Snacks with some schnitzel and strusel.
Okay.
It's my German coming out of me. We're on number three, correct?
Correct.
My number three is Pirates of the Caribbean, the attraction.
Wow.
This is why. You've got 15 minutes off your feet in air conditioning on an amazing classic Disney attraction. And for the most part, it's pretty dang chill. So
for sure.
90% of the ride, it's very slow moving. Now, yes, will you be bolted up because you go down two waterfalls? Possibly. But it's super relaxing.
You have to have some fun at some point of it.
Part of me is like, it's not as cool as it used to be, though. It kind of gets hot
it's
in there
warm,
now.
It's warm. Right? Kind of muggy, yeah.
It used to be freezing.
It's cool during the cave scenes, kind of like when they're pumping air and you can hear like Davy Jones talking.
Yeah, that's true.
But
it's a fun time. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. So again, I'm usually maybe catching a couple minutes of shut eye because I just naturally fall asleep. again, probably not super whatever encouraged, good, yeah. But it's fun.
What you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so for my number two, I have the Silly Swings deck area.
What?
Yes. You don't
remember this? Oh, yes. Okay, you can see the backside of Roll the Color from this area.
Yes.
I love this
spot. So it's a little area for those who aren't familiar. If you go over to the Silly Swings area, there's like a little pathway that takes you to this deck and it's all enclosed.
Yeah.
And it overlooks the lagoon where World of Color happens. So you can see the pier, you can see Ariel. There's literally so much to see. And again, hardly anyone is ever over there.
That's
so if
true.
You ever need a side view, again, it's not like a front view of World of Color, definitely go over there because they have it all open at night and you can just sit there on a bench, not on the hard ground,
yeah,
and kind of just hang out. So it's a really great option.
That is a very good spot. That was a good idea. My number two is, again, another probably frowned upon thing, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. A good old nap in great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Ooh, I almost put that one.
Okay. So again, borders on disrespectful. Amazing president. But my goodness, his show is a great place to catch some Z's.
Oh, for sure. It really is.
It's a long show. Again, this is Walt's touch to Disneyland. It's boring for most kids. They're not going to want to sit here and watch this. Even for adults, it's probably on the more boring side. But the AC is pumping in here. It's almost on the bordering of like too cold. And again, it's pitch black in there.
And the seats are really comfortable as well.
The seats are comfortable. My goodness. I will catch a couple of shows in the summer because I just want some rest off my... Even if I'm not napping, it's just a good place to rest and learn about our good old President Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, even though you don't like it that much.
And the just like the text though, or the text.
The what?
The technology that they use though to...
The text.
I almost said pyrotechnics.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just great. And again, like Caleb mentioned, it's just a little piece of history of Walt. So
yeah,
a little
touch of Walt in there.
I like it more than I used to.
Okay.
All right. We're coming up here.
We're coming along.
Okay. So for my number one, I wouldn't use this as like, go ahead and sleep on it because I don't recommend that, obviously, because I'm sure Disney does not want you doing that. But my number one is a ride on the train.
Oh,
I
yes.
love going on the train.
Good option.
Now, again, you are surrounded by people and on a moving vehicle.
Yes.
So if you don't like that, this isn't a great option. But overall, the train is just so, it's just calm and it's relaxing.
I fall asleep almost every time we ride.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite parts is kind of like when you're exiting like New Orleans Square on the train, and you're heading towards like Toontown where you can kind of see like the river
yeah.
and like Galaxy's Edge. just the views that you get, and like even going through Small World, it's just, it's so pretty. You can sit there and have a conversation. You can, I've seen people put their headphones in and just listen to music.
All right.
You need a snack. It's just, I love going on the train, which I think we're going to do a lot with Maddie on our next trip.
Yeah.
So it's just relaxing.
Yeah.
While being on a, like,
attraction.
An attraction. So yeah. I love that,
That's a great option. The only thing I would say that's not so relaxing, and again, you can't control that, is that you have to kind of like get up and shuffle out when someone wants to get off at a stop.
That's true.
It's interrupting my nap.
Well,
okay.
You're not supposed to be napping.
Don't wake me up.
He's
when
kidding.
I'm just kidding.
He's kidding, guys.
I'm totally kidding. I will totally move for you if you want to get off.
Well, thank you.
What if I turned to them and said, no, sorry, I'm sleeping. You can stay there. You can get off at, what's it called? Almost at Small World, Toontown.
Oh, I love getting off at Toontown.
It's a good stop.
Really quickly, has anyone ever been on the Lily Bell?
Yeah, I have.
What?
The Lily Bell? What are you talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm confused. No, I have not been in there.
Like, you're I have. I'm like, when?
By myself. I don't think they do it really anymore.
So they do take people in there randomly sometimes.
I think it's pretty rare.
It
I have not
rare.
Seen anyone in there in years.
Yes. And it is on my bucket list. I was just curious if everyone's ever done it.
I think if you slip the conductor $20, you
oh
can
my
get
gosh.
In there. I'm just kidding.
Caleb again is kidding.
Maybe bring a 50 and give it to him, see what happens. Okay. My final thing is a rocking chair in front of the Grand Californian fireplace.
How did I not know you were
going
to do this?
Oh my gosh. You got a comfortable chair. They're like these plush leather rocking chairs, a warm fire, and they have like AC. It's very conflicting. It's very cold, but then also at the same time, you can get kind of warm by getting close to it.
Yeah.
And you've got a pianist playing right behind you.
Oh, it's so relaxing.
It is the most relaxing. It smells like a Disney hotel. It's so amazing. And we love resting here. Again, catching some AC. Mm-hmm. We love to go in that little shop there and grab, I don't know,
like
usually like
caramels or something.
Yeah, it's
so
fun.
We used to love to get sprinkles and bring it back into the Grand Californian, but that is gone.
Yeah, thanks sprinkles for leaving.
My dreams have been shattered.
Yeah.
But again, it is such a great area. And again, it's dimly lit in there. It's not like just bright lights. And for the most part, people are usually pretty nice in that area. There has been a couple times where like someone was on the phone and like yelling.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Some people choose to talk on the phone in the weirdest spots. Like everyone else is sitting there relaxing
or
talking,
napping.
Drinking a glass of wine,
yeah,
whatever. And someone's guy's like going at it with someone on the phone.
It was
like,
kind
bro,
of interesting.
Take it outside.
Yeah. So again, as long as that's not going on, like it's a really great area to relax. And even if you can't get a spot in front of the fireplace, which happens more times than not,
yeah,
there's usually a ton of seating in the middle of that little foyer area. So it's,
yeah, and the lobby's amazing. Anywhere in that lobby's relaxing and nice. Again, just extra special in front of the fire.
And I did want to recommend, if for whatever reason you go at a busy time, because as we all know, Disneyland has been crazy busy.
So slammed.
There is also some seating right outside the lobby area. If you're heading towards like the pool or like Storytellers or even heading to DCA, there's a ton of seating outside that restaurant. And I don't know what it's called. Is it Hearthstone or something?
Oh, the Hearthstone Lounge.
Yes. So out there, you don't have to be a part of, or you don't have to buy something from the lounge. Not that I know of.
No, I don't think so.
Because all the seating is open out there.
Yeah. And so it almost looks like there's a, it's like a, there's a stage. For I think they do some events there sometimes. Is that the seating you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the one before the pool.
Oh, okay.
What stage are you talking about?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
No, there's something. Sorry, I don't know. I think it's maybe towards like the wedding venue. There's a little, I think that's my.
Oh,
where
yes,
they do,
yes, yeah, yes, yeah, right? Yes, yes, yeah.
That's over by the Hearthstone
yes,
Lounge too.
I was talking about the ones where I sat. Remember when you were getting your massage?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's a ton of seating out there and music's playing. Like it's super nice.
It is very nice. Well, there's our places. Hopefully this helps you in your next trip. If you're hoping to catch a cat nap, 5 minutes just of shut eye, or just a place to rest your feet, these all 10 places I think are a great place to do that.
Yeah.
Let us know what your secrets are. Maybe you don't want to tell us because it is a secret for a reason.
I was going to say, I know there's more out there, so definitely let us know.
My recommendation would be to find a bush, lay underneath it, and just take a nap. I'm just kidding.
Again, he's kidding.
No. Honestly, though, they do not advise. They will go wake you up. If someone is sleeping on a bench, they will go poke you awake.
Yeah, do not go
don't
to sleep.
Do that.
Don't
I've never
it.
Tried it. It's just I've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
They will literally go over and be like, excuse me, sir, or excuse me, ma'am, get up.
Well, do you remember the overnight event, the 24-hour event?
Yeah.
That they did? People were sleeping, and that's when the whole thing was like,
security,
we were not allowed to sleep.
Yep.
Which I get. Yeah. But anyway, let us know. This was fun. I really enjoyed this episode because it makes you remember like the things that you don't necessarily go to every single trip.
Yeah. I think we should go take a nap now.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. A huge help to the show. Thanks so much for doing that in advance. Hey, we have a Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. Join us over there, again, to support the show and also get some nice goodies, some extra content. We also have a getaway today link you can use. So go to our episode details. You can click on that and save some money. And if you use code MARKETHOUSE10, you'll save an additional $10.
Save that money.
Save that cash. Join us next week for another episode. It's been fun. It's been grand. It's been restful.
Bye.